Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody. And as we all know, Sunday is Father's Day. So tonight on Inner Sight, we honor one dad who had to end his life neglected in a nursing home. That happens to thousands of people every week, maybe more, where these horrible places, these nursing homes, are set up and neglect people and take all their money and their assets and tend that they're taking good care of them. And we all know how false that is. And we've seen recently, especially, how the governors in this state, this country, didn't execute the programs that people were on to get them out of the nursing home so that they would be less vulnerable in connection with this corona business. You got a lot of, to us, a lot of haters in there, a lot of people who hate the disabled. It's really come down to that, and many of us really believe that. Inner Sight honors Lou tonight, and we're going to have his daughter is part of the show anyway. Suzanne. It's Suzanne's dad who went into a nursing home because his wife had a lot of trouble with him and couldn't help him. So, you know, people have to resort many, many times to the nursing home because the system is not set up for that help. If you have the means, the financial means, you can keep a person in their own home. A lot has to be said for the fact that the agencies and the government are doing nothing to change that. In fact, it's gotten worse. One of the independent living centers, one of the big ones in New York City, recently admitted that most people die before any of these programs can kick in. And that's horrible that people have to look forward to that. People work. Many who wind up in a nursing home work, pay taxes, and earn a pension in this country. And they have to release that money to the nursing home by law. That's horrible. That's your money. You worked for it. You shouldn't have to release that money to an institution that you're not happy with, that you don't like, that's not giving you the kind of service you should have, the respect you should have. It's a horrible, horrible way to end your life. My dear friend June Roberts knew that, and she fought all her life as an advocate. And she finally realized that her last days on Earth were coming to an end. She chose to stay at home under the hospice, you know. But she chose, so at least she had that much. I didn't agree with her, you know. I wanted her to live, and when I went to visit her, you know, she knew what I was going to say to her, and she said, don't tell me what to do, I know what I'm doing, you know, and so you have to, you may not like something like that, but you got to respect it. If that's what the person wants, that should be respected, but she was in her own home. till the end. In their own home. Why does it have to be the end? I mean, why can't they get a good care and if they want holistic and survive as long as they can? All right, it is site Honest Lou, and we'll get some more information about Lou, who was a great, great dad. I never knew him, but I certainly know of him. I know his wife. And unfortunately, she is living in a nursing home. So what happens when a system does not serve the people who serve the system? Shouldn't be. These places are horrible. The politicians should get rid of them. The politicians should make sure that the agencies have a fund and put the money in the person's name and have it there so you don't have to go into a nursing home. The agencies and the politicians should bear the cost together. All right, Inner Sight Live, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, and that's 609-388-7004 on the Big East Akita Rescue, and Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, that's Tom's River, New Jersey. So check it out. And stand by. Somebody is sending me a signal. I got to find out what it is. All right, so much for that. Akita Rescue. Tom Driven, New Jersey. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Take care of them. Watch over them. Protect them. Remember Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Little Tommy, and all the others. And follow the Inner Sight way and protect the children. Especially those who are disabled, who may need a little extra help. Inner Sight around the world, Kennedy Realty, one of our friends, at 631-888-1186. And we certainly thank Mr. Kennedy for all his help. All right, around the world with Inner Sight. Nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical, and you can find out more about that by dialing 631-484-3085. So don't forget about that program. We go around the world every night, 8 to 9, every weeknight, here on Inner Sight. And tonight is our Father's Day show. So hopefully...
thank heaven. Oh.
Hopefully we can...
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right. Oh,
it took
okay.
forever to get in. I'm so sorry. We're having trouble, a lot of trouble. Maureen, and we're having a lot of trouble getting in, a lot.
Yeah.
So we got to...
Well, that's
been going on. Yeah, you know, now it really hit a max today. She finally got in, and then I just kept trying. I couldn't get in. She got in before me. I just couldn't get in.
All right, you're here and in a sight.
Finally. Yeah.
And we honor Lou tonight.
Yeah.
Who was your dad? And
yes.
Tell us how did Lou wind up in a nursing home?
All right. He had dementia, and my mom was taking care of him at home the best she can. And she didn't get any nursing hours, nothing for him. She was doing it herself. She didn't have dementia herself then. The two of them were sort of taking care of each other. Even though he had dementia, they were supporting each other. And I was in close proximity to them, and I was helping them the best I could.
How do you know he had dementia?
Oh, believe me, he did.
he diagnosed? Did they say?
Yeah. He had vascular dementia. He had the form of vascular dementia.
How old was he?
He had dementia from the age of 63, and at that time when he was in the nursing home,
well,
he was in his
old.
80s. No, that's when he started it. Then in his 80s, he was put in the nursing home. But it started when he was young, yeah. And that it was.
Oh, he stayed out of the nursing home until he
got
into
his
80s.
80s. Yeah. Yeah.
So then he went
in. But when he got into his 80s, it only took 2 years before he demised. Just proves to you how they just kill people, honestly. That's
well,
how
he
I
died.
Feel.
How long was he? 2 years after he got into the nursing home, he died?
Yeah, simply.
Huh.
Yeah.
So now, was there any. Did you. Your family have the means at all to try a different approach, or was it all medical, or what?
We really didn't have the means by which to... Here's what happened. All right. He went to a wedding with... He was starting to get weak, okay, and we didn't know why. He ended up having severe anemia from a medicine that they were giving him for his Alzheimer's.
Ugh.
Okay, yeah. There was a risk. They didn't tell us. He had two medicines on board. One was one of the common ones. I can't remember the name of it now. I just can't. I know it was one of the common ones. Aricept. That's right. Aricept. And the other one's in the Mandem, the one that my mom's on. It doesn't have as much of a risk for what this, you know, this condition is, a bleed of the stomach. Okay? But the Aricept, on the other hand, has a very bad risk for a bleed of the stomach. And he was on blood thinners. So between the two, he had a GI bleed of the stomach. Okay?
So they made him worse.
And much worse. But he was at home, and then all of a sudden, he was at this wedding in Jersey, and he lost his balance, and he fell down a small set of stairs, but it was enough to break his shoulder. He broke the big bone in his shoulder, you know, the humerus, where that long bone is in your shoulder and in your arm.
Yeah,
the top
bone
part.
In your arm, the humerus. Yeah.
Right, exactly. He broke that. And this was horrible because my dad, at that point, sort of lost more cognition because he needed my mom for everything to begin with. He sort of was having more inappropriate behavior. For example, he would sit at a table, and he would use the tablecloth to blow his nose. We would tell him, no, Dad, that's not good. Immediately after that, he would do it again. You know, in a restaurant, in anywhere he went, you know, he would do this. He would just not wash. He would argue with you. Just a whole bunch of dementia-related things. He had more cleanliness issues, okay? Mom has just simple remembering anything issues. I mean, you could ask her, you know, things, and she just doesn't remember anything. I mean, they just do everything for her.
So they
gave him
these drugs.
Yeah.
And they obviously made him worse physically and mentally.
Yeah. Mhm.
No, that was horrible.
Yeah.
You know, and then you couldn't deal with it. You couldn't, your mom was...
No, my mom couldn't. She's 5'5", And my dad.
Well, how old was your mom?
She's
time?
Only 2 years. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. 2 years younger than him. So she
was
in
she
her
was about
80
herself.
Right. So to be able to take care of him was a huge feat. She couldn't lift him. She couldn't bathe him. She couldn't do anything for him. And he was now acting like my father had a habit before he had any disability or any Alzheimer's. Whenever he got sick, he acted like he needed a lot of help, meaning he just didn't. He was like, he didn't like pain. Nobody likes pain, but, you know, he wasn't tough on pain. He wasn't tough on a fever. He wasn't tough on anything. You know, he just couldn't handle it. You know, some people
can't handle
it. And
those medicines made him sick.
Yeah, exactly. And everything just made him weak. He was a weak person in terms of health. He really was. He couldn't just handle it. Now my mom, on the other hand, was opposite of him. She would be boiling with a fever, and you'd never know it, you know. So some people, and my sister was like that. I'm sort of, I would say I've gotten tougher. I wasn't like my dad. I wasn't like my mom. I was in between. I was normal. I wasn't either, okay? I just was like a normal, you know, Tom.
So he went into the nursing home.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Oh, did he demise? He went.
What did they do when
okay.
he went in?
They did physical therapy, and then when he went to the first nursing home.
For the shoulder.
He was in.
For the arm.
Yeah, right? For the shoulder. And the first nursing home he was in, and my mom was visiting there, she fell. Okay, now this has a lot to do with why we transferred him. Okay, she fell on their property. Okay, and she actually hurt herself pretty bad, and we were all afraid that they were going to hurt him, and they in fact did. That was when we had to rush him to the hospital because he was bleeding from that medicine, and they didn't pay no mind to it. They made it happen, and he almost died on us. So I said, "Mom, we're taking him and putting him in another nursing home."
So
we
they
put
neglected
him in another,
them,
right?
Obviously.
Yeah, and I really
which is,
wanted
which
him
is traditional
outside
in a nursing home.
I didn't want him in the nursing home. I wanted him in the house with my mother. So I went to the staff and I said, "What would it take to put my father in the home with my mother?" She said, "Well, you're not going to get 100% care." I said, "What do you mean?" And I had no clue about this. I said, "Why can't I get 24-hour care for my father? I mean, he just went through rehabilitation and a little bit of home care. Why can't I get that?" And I was talking to them about it. And they said, "Just because that's not the way the system works." And I had no clue at the time that that was it. And I was also fearing for myself.
Did they, too, did they, they told you that's how it works, but did they do anything to try to make up for it?
No. No.
Nothing.
Absolutely
right?
Not. Nothing. No.
Yeah.
They don't care, Frank. They really don't. I really
no, we know
come
that
to the conclusion. Yeah. That they
many,
don't
many of those
really
people
care
are haters.
Yes, they are.
Who work in those places.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. They don't care one bit. Yeah. So I went on and I said, you know, Ma, we're going to have to put him in another nursing home. So she had to agree to that, and I wasn't happy about that either. You know, and all
you don't know which one is worse.
They all were worse. They all were horrible. Honestly,
yeah.
I mean, I wasn't happy. I knew Mom couldn't take care of it. I knew I couldn't. So I had to decide and put my dad in a nursing home. So we did. I went there. They didn't expect me to go there. They didn't expect me at all. So I showed up, and they were like, "Oh," because they were expecting my mom to show up, and they were expecting to, you know, sort of, you know, pull one over her face, which they had been. When I showed up and they knew I was power of attorney and I was, you know, healthcare proxy, they couldn't say anything. So I said, "Okay, we're changing everything." And they were like, they couldn't say anything anymore.
Now, what do you mean? What do you mean you're changing everything?
Oh, I took them out of that nursing home and
oh,
I
you
put
took
them
out
the
of there and
nursing.
Put them in another place, right?
Right. And supposedly that was supposed to be better, but it wasn't. It was rated
That's
better,
what they
but
tell
it wasn't.
You.
Right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't rated better according to the standards. I'm going to put this up there and out there for everybody to know, of Medicare and Medicaid. And that's called the CMS ratings. But you know what? Those CMS ratings could go, you know, where the sun don't shine, because to tell you the truth, they don't even help. Really. You know, they really don't help. Okay? And I'm being very clean. I could say a lot more on how I feel about
what are the CMS? What does that stand for?
Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Okay? That's what it means.
Yeah, right.
Okay? And it really, you know, it means nothing.
For the people who run the nursing homes and people who work there, not the residents.
No, this is for more than that. This is for all of Medicare and Medicaid. It's for all of it.
Yeah.
It runs everything.
I'm saying they take all the money and it goes to the nursing home.
It's not only for nursing homes, though, Frank. It's for everything. For everything.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is, it's really not for everything. It's not to help you at all. That's the sad part. You know.
So
I'm
you got him
because,
into the second nursing home.
Right, and this is where he passed away.
And then what happened?
So he got more therapy. And I got to say, they did help him, like, in some ways, I got to say. They got him to, you know, push his own wheelchair after they healed his arm. They got him to eat better. They got his stomach a little better. They took him off
the arthritis.
When
you say eat better, you mean they got him to eat the food that they were giving him?
No, just eat better in general. He wasn't eating at all. He was
That's
so
what I'm
depressed.
Saying, but that he was eating.
Yeah.
He was eating their food, though.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, well, that's not eating better.
I couldn't afford something more. So yes, he was eating their.
Well,
food.
You already paid for it, but they wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah.
That's how I look at
about
it.
Right. Yeah. You know.
Isn't it ironic that they helped him to a degree where he was able to do certain things and healed up his arm, you know?
Yeah.
What about the rest of them?
I know.
They didn't
more.
Do a damn
There's
thing.
More.
Did they keep him on that same bleeding medicine?
No, they took him off the bleeding medicine, but they kept him on the Namanda, which is supposed to keep his alertness, but the problem, my mom's on the Namanda, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm just shaking my head. And they didn't work with any other. Now I'm looking back at all this, and I'm trying not to make the same mistake as what my mom, with my mom now. But yet, the Namanda right now, in medicine-wise, is the only medicine, I'm going to say, that actually helps. But now, I want to look
at his diet. People.
Right, no, the medicine that helps. I'm talking about medicine, okay? I want to try this diet that I found, and I asked. I said, if somebody has a diet that they'd like a family member to try, can you speak with the dietitian and let them try it? So she said, you can, the woman that was, you know, taking care of my mom. I said, okay, let's try. I got nothing to lose. I'm going to, you know, get it, and I'm going to present it and see what happens. Because I was told that this diet was actually investigated
and see if
it works. Actually, it was investigated by John Hopkins. Now, John Hopkins, okay, is a big hospital. It's not just your fly-by-night. And it was this woman, actually, was a doctor at John Hopkins, and it still is a doctor at John Hopkins. And it's actually with a naturopath right now, and the two are joining together. So I got
no. Don't be surprised if they ask you for money.
Oh, to do it?
Yeah.
I don't know. That might be the downfall. I won't be surprised either. I'll say take it from her, $50 that you have there. That's all. That's all I'm gonna say. She has $50.
So Lou passed away. Lou passed away.
Yeah.
In the nursing home, right?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. All right. He, after a while, he just lost the thrive to live. Yeah, they lose the thrive to live.
Well, who wouldn't in a place like that?
Yeah, he lost the thrive to live. And that's really terrible, I got to say. People don't realize how hard it is for somebody to live in those conditions. People, they say, oh, we have recreation therapy. There's only so much you could do with their recreation therapy. They don't take you out to go anywhere. They don't, you know, do physical therapy all the time. You just sit there, watch people around you rot. You rot, too. What is there? What is there to life then?
Hatred.
Yes.
It's hatred of people.
You know how I know all about this? I was in 4 different nursing homes at 4 different times. So I know personally what it's like. I watched people around me rot, and I rot.
And then on top of that,
them.
they give you poison medicine that makes you bleed and deteriorate you.
And poison food.
And the food.
So, yeah. So they ask you, why aren't you going to the this, or why aren't you doing that, or why, you know, and you say I don't want to, and then they tell you you're non-compliant. We want to take over your guardianship, or we want to do that, and we want to do that. Why? Because you are making it miserable for me. Why should I do anything? Why should I be compliant towards you? Why should I do this? Why should I do that? Because you're making it miserable for me.
Well,
do something that's not miserable, and maybe I will, you know.
In certain circumstances, you should be able to charge them with a hate crime and have it investigated.
Yeah, I know.
And the law doesn't provide for that.
They should take from the residents what they want to do, how they want to do it. They should tell, you know, ask the residents. They should do what the residents want.
Yeah, but then they got to spend money.
They're paying them. No, they don't have to spend money. The residents are already paying them.
If people say, I want to go out, I want to go shopping, I want to go to the mall, I want to have a steak, you know, that's money. They're not going to do that.
No, it isn't. They're already being paid.
Well, how are they going to get all that without the money?
They're being paid, Frank. They're being paid.
Yeah, but they're not being paid for that. Sure, they're being paid, but not for that.
They're being paid well. Let's put it that way. They really are.
But not to give people the things that they want. They're being paid to give them what they think they should have. There's a big difference.
That's the difference. That's the difference,
right?
So, you
know, they're not going to use the money to give people what they want.
Well,
that's
let
the
me
problem.
Continue quickly. So now my dad gets to a point where towards the end, I never saw anybody like this, and I never want to remember my dad like that. But I'm sorry, I can't help it. That was stuck in my mind, and still is to this day, because I don't want it to happen to my mom, okay? My dad we went there, and he was suffering terribly. He really was. And he looked, I don't know how to describe it, but like an Auschwitz patient, okay? Not a patient, but like an Auschwitz person. He was so sadly, really bad, okay? And he wasn't eating anymore. You had to...
How old was he?
I'm thinking 86, something like that.
Right.
He's 2.5 years older than my mom. Yeah,
85.
Yeah, 85.
Now, to many people, that's not old.
No, it isn't. It really isn't.
You know, there are many people 85 who are still working.
Yeah, I know.
And go many and being
80,
active,
80,
going
100
out.
100 still working, believe it or not. Honestly.
Yeah. So it shows you what
I
these places do.
I think he would still be alive all right, if, you know, if he was still home, honestly. And my mom, too. Both of them, mom's alive.
Well, that's part of it.
She'd be in better,
He would still be alive if he had better medical
care.
Health.
Yeah.
Help
yeah.
People who have different methods and different ways of helping people.
Yeah.
You don't have
I'm starting to realize that now. Really, so, I am.
That's where the money's not being used, right? All that money is there, but you can't say, hey, I heard about this guy, Gary Knoll, and he's
Or I heard about the diet that helps, too.
With dementia
that helps
and
people
all that, you know?
With me, like me. Please use it. And also call Gary Knoll, you know, to you know, combine the two and help me with all this. You know, no, they don't do
that.
Yeah,
you need somebody to direct the whole thing.
Right.
Who knows
about
it.
They don't do
it,
that.
Know?
Yeah, they don't
do that. Of course
they
don't. You know,
they don't want
you
alive.
They take
to
the
that
money.
Yeah, that's
you know.
All they want to do. Now, then my father just was so skinny. He couldn't even talk anymore. That's how much,
yeah.
I mean, all of his language skills were gone. But I could tell that he could speak with his eyes. And I could tell he was ice cold the very last day. He had, and then he lifted up. He couldn't even lift up his hand. I lifted up his hand for him, right? And I said, Daddy, you're ice cold. And he just looked at me with his eyes. And his eyes said yes to me. I said, do you want me to get a blanket for you? And his eyes said yes to me. I knew it. I knew his eyes said yes. You know, and I could barely see it with my own eyes. But the way his eyes looked at me, it was a yes. So I went to the nurse, and I said, my father is very cold. Feel his hands. And she said, oh, my God, he's ice. Now, she couldn't come there and look at him every once in a while.
She
and,
knew
and
that.
See,
come on. It's a bunch of bulls.
You know, and then she goes, oh, my God, he's ice. I'm like, I didn't say a word to that because I would have said something really, really, really bad. Yeah, he was sitting there ice cold. She could have put a blanket on him. Oh, my God. That night, he had cardiac arrest. He was a DNR, of course, because he was so bad at that point. We had to just let him go, Frank. And he, you know, left this world, you know, peacefully at that point.
Yeah, I went to Lou's funeral.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll never forget that. I mean, it was horrible what they did to him.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Yeah.
In honor of Lou for this Father's Day, let me recognize a few people and do the Able News, and then I want to talk about, in honor of Lou, I want to talk about what should have been done.
Okay. All right, I'll do the Able. Okay.
All right.
Able
News.
Yeah, okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petitions and check us up on the Facebook. We have two posts. The posts are up on the Facebook?
Yep.
Now, how do people find it? How can they
just go to our
how can they friend
page.
Us?
Oh, they just, you know, you know how you go, you tell people to go to Facebook on the train? Just like that.
Yeah, in a
you know
site.
You do it, right? Yeah. No, go to Facebook.
Facebook.com/ Put in Inner Sight.
Inner Sight, Inc.
Inner Sight, Inc. And you'll find our post, right?
Right.
So sign the petition. And we have one post up there is in honor of Lou, who we're honoring tonight, for our Father's Day show. Some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, and TuroLawCenter.com, all friends of Inner Sight. We thank them. Baccaro's Italian Tavern at Massapequa Park, New York. Phone number over there, 516-798-1555. Another good friend to Inner Sight. And in honor of Father's Day, we wish all the dads health and happiness and long life. Stay away from the medical profession. You'll live longer.
Yeah.
You know, educate yourself. Learn different things that can keep your circulation going and give you good blood. Inner Sight, honoring Lou. And so Lou passed away in the nursing home. Now, if you had your way, and your mom had her way, you know.
Yeah.
What should you have done? What would have been done?
Oh, I would have had them both in their own apartment still. I would have had 24-hour care. And then that would have picked up, you know, where my mom, for my mom too, you know. And then she would have never been in a nursing home.
All right, but you'd still have to have better medical stuff going on. Because, you know, you give a person 24-hour care and they're giving them these horrible drugs.
Oh, yeah. What I would have done.
That's not going to help.
I never knew about this diet, and it wasn't created until just recently. This woman suffered with MS.
Well,
I probably would have. I'm sorry.
I bet you any money Gary Noll knew about the diet.
Well, it's a diet that concentrates on the mitochondria, okay? And mitochondrial cells of the nerves. And that affects mitochondrial nerve cells. And that actually affects people with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, ALS, all these people who have neurodegenerative diseases are helped by this diet. And it sounds too good to be true, but...
Well, that's only one part of it, though. You need more than that.
Yeah, it doesn't take away the condition, but it helps with... not a Band-Aid, I'd say. It helps retard or slow it down is what I'm going to say. So I'd rather slow what I have down, you know, and keep it, you know, away than, you know, have it continue until I die or my mom dies. I'm going to try my hardest to get her that diet.
Well, I'm not an expert on these things, but I know that essential oils are a big help.
That too.
Rosemary.
I heard that.
Rosemary,
they said, was very good, I heard.
Yeah.
I also heard there's another one, eucalyptus, I heard. No, not eucalyptus. What was it?
So while the diet can help, you may need more than that.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You may very well need a lot more than that.
Oh, I know.
Especially if... a person's in a nursing home, you know, that's an uphill battle all the way.
Oh, yeah. To get them to be able to give it to the person, that's another issue.
Yeah. So, if Inner Sight had the money, we would intervene. You know,
yeah.
And we would get people the help that they need, and we would pay for it.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
See? That's what needs to be done. These agencies, they don't do a damn thing. They don't put up any money. They don't call to see how the person is. When you're in a nursing home, they consider you dead.
Yeah, and you are half dead, honestly.
Yeah.
You are.
I don't know one agency that's raising money to say to the nursing home, look, we want this person examined by a so-and-so doctor. We're going to pay for it.
Yeah, it's true.
And with the doctor, it's a holistic doctor, and we're going to pay for the treatment.
Yeah.
You know, I guarantee you, if that treatment is not recognized by the FDA, they'll fight them on it all the way.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you with the heartbeat that they will. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, therefore, they're contributing to the demise and the death of people.
Of another person, yeah. I know that. I know that.
Because
very well.
I don't care what a person's age is. I don't go by that.
Oh, yeah.
Got nothing to do with it. Methuselah lived to be almost 1,000. So don't talk to me about age. They don't believe that. Well, I do.
I do.
I believe it.
Yeah.
You know?
They say some
of these. And I guarantee you, Methuselah didn't take any drug that made him bleed inside.
I want to say something. They say some of these yogis, they live to very, very ripe old age. Yep.
Well, I believe it.
Yeah?
You know?
And they were younger than Methuselah, I think.
These places, these horrible nursing homes are set up not to help people or take care of people or longevity for their lives. They're set up for money.
Yes,
money
they
making.
Are.
You know?
Yep, I agree. They're business.
Who knows that in the case of Lou, you know, hypothetical situation because I don't know. Who knows that they didn't have some other person waiting in the wings who had some money and they couldn't wait the son of a bitch get it.
That's it.
That's why I call them haters.
Yep, I got you.
Who knows about that?
That's it. More money.
Has that ever been investigated?
You can't investigate. It's nowhere to be found. That won't be anywhere. How could you
it's
find that?
It's never been invested. You could, but it's never been.
Where do you find that information, Frank? Tell me.
in the records of the nursing home, in the interviews, and the people that they are taking in.
There's no records of that. There's no records of that.
Sure, there's got to be records of that.
Please.
But nobody investigates it because they don't give a damn.
It was my father.
They figured the other person is dying anyway, so, you know, we'll have an extra bed. That's all they care about in those places, is filling up the beds.
Yeah.
That's all they care about.
He was on another insurance plan, too, that they asked him to be on. How do you like that? To make, to have more money come in. How do you like that?
Of course.
You like that?
More money.
He was on it. More money to come in. And yet, this is so lame. I told him, Ma, why'd you change him? Oh, it's better so we have everything covered. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
And then she used to like that nursing home a lot, you know. And I was like, okay, you want to be placed in there? I'll let you be placed in there if that's what you want. I mean, only that if that's what you want. I won't place you anywhere else if that's what you want. All right. She wanted to be placed there.
People
who
say they like nursing homes don't realize what they're saying.
Wait. So when I placed her there, oh, boy. She wanted out after, like, a week. It was terrible. She goes, it's not like it was. Oh, my God, when your father was here, you don't understand. She used to grab me, Frank, literally by the hands.
Yeah.
By the hands.
I don't blame her.
Yeah. Yep.
Get me the hell out of here.
Exactly. Grab me by the hands and shake me. Shake me.
More
I never
like she grabbed you by
mom.
The heart.
Yeah. She did. She grabbed me by the heart, literally, when she said that. And I had no say in that because of damn freaking... Oh, I can't even begin to tell you how...
Well, you didn't have the money.
I didn't have the money.
You didn't have the money.
Right. Let's put it that way. If I had money,
that's
I would
the bottom
be able.
Line.
Right. I would have been able
money
to say, screw.
To go up against them, too.
I would have said, screw you to Adult Protective Services. And I would have said, I'll take care of her. Leave the house right now, and I'll take care of her. I'll have people come in here and sleep in here and take care of her. That's what I would have said. But because I didn't have the money, they were going to pull me into a situation that I didn't want to be in. Seriously.
Well, I don't think they would have won, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
People don't have the money. It's hard to
fight
to deal with the situation.
Inner Sight,
anybody want to comment about Lou or say anybody out there who knew
him?
We
have our nursing home advocate.
We'd appreciate a call like that. 213-816-1650. And we honor Lou tonight on Inner Sight, who was a disabled dad.
A very good dad.
Who passed away in a nursing home.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have the means to stay out of a nursing home.
That's right.
All right, let's take a phone call. Take Maureen on the line.
Here she
is. Inner Sight.
Hey, Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Stand
hi,
by.
Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi, Frank. Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, hi.
Yeah. Hi, sorry to hear about your dad and the horrible thing him and your mother and you.
He passed on. And both of them have dementia, so just I'm just hoping that I don't go down that same path. That's my my hope.
Yeah, well, hopefully not. But just because they had it doesn't mean you would get it, you know, hopefully not.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I'm doing a lot to prevent myself.
Right.
Away.
Right, right. Yeah. These agencies, you know, are no darn
don't
good. And then today I got more aggravated because Senator Schumer's on today.
Oh, geez.
Literally, like, crying because of the DACA thing that went through, and he's so happy that it went through. Hey, you know, the DACA for these illegal aliens, oh, I'm sorry to not call that now, the non-citizens, I forgot. You know, they're looking for the American dream. For the past for the past 4 months, I've been living the American nightmare, and so is my mom. And I haven't seen Senator Schumer on the air crying that we can't see our loved ones or they see us in the nursing homes. I haven't seen Senator Schumer or any of the politicians give a damn about the nursing home. Oh, we hear about the stores. Oh, we hear about baseball. Oh, we hear about football. Oh, the bars and the this and the that.
Yeah.
What about the nursing homes? When are we going to get in?
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Back up a little bit because you lost me. What did Schumer say about the doctors?
No, not doctors. You know, the DACA where the kids that
DACA.
Came as...
Yeah.
As
wait,
illegals, you know, they came from other countries.
I was
Maureen, what did you say?
You know, it's that DACA thing that Obama put in, so that if you come as an illegal alien, your kids get, you know, to all the benefits of Americans and everything, so they can live the American dream.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The,
I don't have an American dream, nor my mom.
The court knocked it down.
No, but they got it back up again. The court went forward today, and Schumer's crying because he's so happy that it went through. Because the American dream for them, we've been living the American nightmare for the past few months, and I don't see Schumer upset over anything or any of the politicians giving a damn about when we can visit our loved ones in the nursing home. You know?
Well, did Schumer have anything to say about the nursing home?
No, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him... nor any politician mention nursing home, be crying over it. Like, he's so happy that they won this. When is anybody going to mention nursing homes and when we can get in to see our loved ones and be with them? You know? Oh, we have...
Well, now, how old are these children
older
now? Are they adults?
Well, I guess they're all different ages, you know? They came, you know... with their parents,
some of them
who
are
adults, illegal.
Right?
No, they're all different ages, Frank.
Are some of them
they're
adults?
All different ages.
Not really.
Hmm?
Some are, some aren't. Really.
All right, so they were brought in by parents, right?
Correct.
Right.
They're like
right.
1 year old.
Yeah.
And he's
and
so
they pay
happy.
Taxes.
But he's so happy, but I don't see anybody, you know, trying to get people in to visit their loved ones or anything. You know, we hear about bars and we hear about haircuts and malls and where's our shot at getting in? You know, it's been since March now. This is
yeah.
We'll be going into July soon. And what's happening with the nursing home?
I have a secret.
We're taking, huh?
I was told by my mom's nursing home that soon they're going to go into phase three and the city might eventually, during phase three, they will open the nursing homes. So soon, whenever they go into phase three in the city too, they will open the nursing home. So now I said to Frank that I won't go into my mom's nursing home until you have access to your mom's. Frank said to me, "No, go in." I said, "No, I'll protest because I don't want to."
You gotta check out. Make sure Rosie's all right. You know, on that, I want to go back to that court thing.
I know, but I still feel bad for you.
These children entered the country illegally. When they were young, right?
Right.
Yes, but
with
they're
their
paying
parents.
Taxes now.
So the parents brought them in, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So I believe, and I think I hope they do this. I believe that these parents should be investigated to make sure that none of them are doing anything illegal.
They
because a lot of these people belong to gangs.
Well, here's the thing. They do investigate the parents. They said if any of these people are found to have – here's what they said on the news anyway. If any of these people are found to commit a crime, they're deported. So none of them – most of them of the 100,000 people, excuse me, who have, are DACA, haven't committed anything. So they –
Well, I don't know that. You don't know that.
Well, that's what they said. So why are they being deported, many of them? And if they are,
who
if
knows?
They do, they're deported immediately. That's what he said.
If the crime is committed. But they're here to live the American dream. Well, where's our American dream? I don't have an American dream.
Exactly.
We have American nightmares. We
have an American nightmare. The disabled have an American nightmare. And people don't realize that. They keep saying, disabled this, disabled that. Why are you saying disabled? I'm like, because I want you to live my life. Just come and live my life. I don't want to live your life. Stop complaining. Oh, okay. All right. I'll remember that.
I mean, I wish we could change things as disabled people. Like, they're so quick to listen to what's been going on the past few weeks. You know, where's our shot at that? Do we have
to
go
protest?
Do we have to go?
Yeah, right. You know what I say to those people? I said, okay, you walk out into the street and God forbid – I still say God forbid because I don't want those people to be permanently disabled. That's not my point, okay? God forbid you walk into the street and God forbid you get hit by a car. Boom. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You're automatically disabled. What do you
if
mean?
You live.
If you live as well.
Yeah. Right.
Ooh,
but he just annoyed me so
what
today.
What are you going to do? If I don't fight right now for the rights that you're entitled to and I'm entitled to and everybody is entitled to, guess what? You're not going to have them, too. And you're going to be considered like me. Oh, heaven forbid. So badly. I'm getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I hate being this evil person. I do. I don't like being this evil person. I am.
But it makes you so aggravated when you see what goes on. Like, he's so overwhelmed with
it. You know, they heard the cases of these children. And I'm glad they did. What about my case? How
come
I didn't hear that?
I don't know.
Well,
and all
it.
The
I
other
mean,
millions of people.
I know.
Where were they for the handicapped? Where were they for the nursing homes? Where's Chuck Schumer
There's
to
no
do
help
that?
For
I never
us.
See Chuck Schumer crying or anything over
there.
Schumer's
full of crap. You know how many times I called him?
He's I like
a jackass.
He is. He is.
Yeah,
I thought
you know,
he doesn't give a damn about nobody.
He only
wants to get rid of Trump.
You know who's worse than Schumer lately? I feel Cuomo.
Oh, I can't stand. You know
yeah,
what?
They're both on the same page.
Oh, Suzanne.
Yes, they are.
Suzanne, I told Frank this last night. I've got a new word for it. It's called the Demdemic.
No, I got something that I want you guys to do a show on next week. It's called ableism, okay?
Uh-huh.
The word means this. Have you guys ever heard of it? I looked it up, and it's really interesting. People in this world want you to be able-bodied. Now,
Yeah, they do. No, they don't.
Well,
they would make sure everything is accessible.
No, you don't understand this word.
I do understand. No, that's a bunch of bull. I got to read it to you.
No,
I don't believe that. If they wanted you to be, if everything is accessible, you're able-bodied.
No, I don't mean that.
There's the answer.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking your
physical. Well, that's what I'm talking about. How can
no,
you be able-bodied if everything's not accessible?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the physical body. For example, this woman was talking about in this article, she was saying, okay, that if you, like, were going to, you know, a party, people would not, you know, and you had all your friends, sometimes they would even bypass you because they didn't want to make the reservation and have to consider you for accessibility,
sure.
Like Braille menus, she was saying, or even the accessibility
because things
of wheelchair.
Aren't accessible. They don't want to be
That's
bothered
correct.
With
That's correct. That's right. They don't want to be bothered with you. They don't want to have to deal with it.
Damn right.
It's ableism. That's
if
the word.
If things were accessible, you wouldn't need the son of a bitches.
That's right.
Think about
you
it.
Need, you would, exactly. Right.
If the system was the way Inner Sight wanted it,
Watch
you wouldn't
it,
need
right.
these people.
That's right.
You'd have the money to do everything you
I
need.
I want to do a show on this. Yeah. I want to do a show on this particular thing, and I want to feature it because I want people to know that, hey, we don't need that. What we need is a system that everybody's included. That's what we need. Everybody.
What you need is
Period.
A system that makes the disabled person able-bodied.
That's right.
That's what you need. Even though technically they're disabled.
That's right.
That's what you need.
An inclusive system where it makes the the disabled, you know, able-bodied, like you said, you know, from what they,
well,
not what they want. I just can't.
Yeah,
no,
of course
well
it's
as,
not what they want.
As well as the damn-demic being over, just to not, after being in for 4 or 5 months, listening to all these politicians from the president downward to the mayor, governors in between, they're all Nancy Pelosi's taking down pictures today.
Don't like
do
her.
Something for... Do something for the handicapped. Do something for the people in nursing homes. Paintings that have been up for how many years are not important at this time, you know?
That's right.
They waste their time on crap instead of important issues.
All right, we got to get out of here. Tomorrow night's the funnies.
Yeah.
We'll make fun of all this tomorrow night. All right?
Yes,
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And we honor Lou. That's our Father's Day tribute. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. Keep on telling the truth. Keep on fighting them. Put it
God
out
help
there.
Me.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. And thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on the Frolics. Have a couple of good laughs. Laura and Hardy, maybe some... Gleason stuff. Stupid stuff.
Oh, wait.
Thank you so much. Inner Sight around the world. I thank Maureen for calling in, Suzanne, co-host, and
thank you.
Engineer. And tomorrow night, come on over and have some fun and goof around. You got to laugh. Laugh. Laugh every day. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Good night.
Night.